This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football!
Jalen looking to throw, does. Lamb caught it. Touchdown! Sooners! C.D. Lamb! And Oklahoma strikes first in Dallas. Lob out, C.D. wide open, caught at the 30, to the 25. Dancing midfield to the 20, breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! T.D. for C.D. Oh, mama! C.D. caught at the 10, breaks away to the 5, he's still on his feet, and he pogos! Did he get in? Touchdown! How did he do that? C.D. Lamb, a magic trick on the far sidelines, and he hopped in on one foot.
Good grief, dude. Chill out. Sooners Radio with the call. Oklahoma wins 34-27 at the Cotton Bowl, Mike Fisher.
Maybe halfway between the Cardinals broadcaster and the OU broadcaster, we have perfection.
What a game today by Oklahoma here in the Cotton Bowl. The fabric of our lives.
Hey, man, CeeDee Lamb was a monster. I don't know how that guy is that strong, because he's a slighter looking dude, and Longhorns were bouncing off of him all day long. 10 for 171 and 3 touchdowns. I thought Jalen Hurts got exposed a little bit. Oklahoma could have really killed Texas by more, but they butchered a bunch of opportunities in the red zone in the first half. Longhorns made it closer in the second half, but Oklahoma controlled this game. OU controlled this game. They win 34-27 at the fair. Any other observations on this one before we talk about Troy's Aggies here?
I will toss one in. Oklahoma, and this would be, if you're a Sooner guy and you want to make the argument that Lincoln Riley is going to stay, they get, alongside Alabama, I think they get all the offensive players in the country that they want. And I think they've already got lined up. The next great high school quarterback is already committed to coming to Oklahoma. So they are dynastic in terms of contention.
Well, I need to say this, too. That was the best I've seen the Sooners defense look in years.
Yeah.
They were flying around the ball. Ellinger got held to 210. Johnson had 95 on the ground. But they, at times, looked completely different from what Mike Stoops was putting out there.
It was men against the boys. And Dane Brugler, our good friend, NFL draft guru over at The Athletic, people are like, CeeDee Lamb.
Your good friend. Don't speak for me.
Oh, wow. CeeDee Lamb, first-round pick, without question. He's like, listen, I have him as a wide receiver, too. There's so many good wide receivers in college football today that he doesn't even know if he's going to be at number one in this next draft coming up. It's going to be really fun, this next draft class of wide receivers.
Of course, the game that everyone else was looking forward to at night with the new number one quarterback in the country, LSU over the Gators.
Burrow, snap back, stands in the pocket, releases, catches, grabbed by Chase at about the 30-yard line, far side, he's in for the score, touchdown, touchdown, Tigers! 54-yard touchdown pass, and the Tigers make it 41-28.
42-28 was the final, and there are people now who are saying that Lawrence Tynes. Does anyone remember Lawrence Tynes?
Yeah.
Who was he?
Giants?
Yes. Giants kicker Lawrence Tynes goes after Tua T yesterday, saying, I've been talking to NFL executives. This guy will not have a successful NFL career, and he is a fifth-round pick. He destroyed Tua
Tagovailoa?
Yeah, to a T. And then I heard Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, say there's no dispute. Like, Joe Burrow is the guy over Tua T. So tanking for Tua, Some people are trying to poke some holes in it right now. But Lawrence Tynes, the Giants kicker, went all in yesterday for the hot draft take. You guys see it? You think Tua's overrated and watching him play?
It depends on what you want.
You just saw a lot of it.
Yeah, we're not playing that clip. quit calling for the Bama radio clip as my Aggies get destroyed by Bama. I say destroyed. They lose by 19, which is what upset me because I was like, the spread's 17. If we beat the spread like we do with Clemson, that's great. We're going to lose to Bama. Okay, I'm a realist. I get that. But here's the thing about Tua T, as you call him, and about Burrow. Depends on what kind of quarterback you want for your NFL team. Do you want a quarterback like Marcus Mariota that can go out there and make plays? Obviously not now.
What plays?
Not now. But coming out of college, you expect him to be the quarterback with no personality? Or do you want someone like Burrow who can make plays, but you're going to have the Baker Mayfield effect and the kid that will come out there with the attitude and the sass? That's the question.
Tynes tweeted, "The tank for Tua thing is a joke. This cat will not be a starter in the NFL. No way, no how. I take him in the 5th to 7th round as a backup at best. Great kid, but he is all hype on a superior team with superior talent."
He's got NFL scouting people saying
talking
that
NFL
Tua is 5th or 7th round?
Yep.
I just don't believe that. I you can have an opinion saying, I just don't think he's got what it takes. You can say that. But I don't think I could find an NFL person that would say he's going to drop to the 7th round.
Well, I don't think that's specifically what they're saying. I think they're saying that that's the talent level that he has.
Not that he'll go there. Yeah. That's what they would take.
Okay. No one would ever make the case that Tua is not going to be a first rounder based on what – if he didn't play another snap this year, he would still be a first rounder.
If you're on my scouting staff and you say, I think he should be in the 7th round, and I say, well, where are you going to draft him? And you say, well, no, I'll take him in the 1st.
Yeah.
Then you're fired.
Well, no, I think the point that they're the point you're trying to make is, and the point I would always make is, there's always one team out there that thinks very highly of a player that no one else really thinks anything of. And if 29 teams in the league thought Tua was a 7th rounder and one thought he was a 1st, he's going in the 1st.
And by the way, CBS Sports with their mock drafts, they're already doing mock drafts out there. They have Tua going number 2 to Miami.
And then, of course, whenever LSU wins, we got to play the greatness of Coach O.
Welcome to Death Valley, where opponent's dream come to die.
Good luck, Coach.
Go Tigers.
The Roy and Troy bit that will live in infamy. Notre Dame, 30-27 over USC. Penn State, 17-12 over Iowa. This Rutgers game, RJ sent me this to talk about.
Rutgers?
Yeah, the reason, they lost 35-0 to Indiana. But they managed 75 total yards and 6 first downs. But it comes from the quarterback, who completed just 5 passes for a grand total of 1 yard. The most completions for fewest yards since the year 2000. The next lowest total yardage was 5 completions for 46. That's some Jared Goff stuff right there. those are some Rams offensive numbers.
I don't know why Rutgers even has a football team anymore. They lose that game 35-0. Before that, they lose to Maryland 48-7. Before that, Michigan 52-0. And they're about to play number 20, Minnesota.
If it wasn't for this show, I wouldn't even know Rutgers had a football team.
Right, exactly. What about Baylor? Baylor versus Texas Tech. Man, Matt Rhule just continuing to get it done.
Charlie Brewer with Hasty in the backfield. Takes the snap. Give to
touchdown.
Hasty.
He's in!
Touchdown, Jamichael Hasty. The Bears win in 2 overtimes over Texas Tech. The Bears are 6-0 on the season.
Baylor Radio with the call.
Did Matt Rhule just sign a new deal?
Yes.
That, in theory, would keep him at Baylor? NFL teams are going to call him again. The Jets called him last year. These phone calls will happen again.
Penn State, did you see the T-shirts they were wearing? Rocks, chains, tattoos, dreads, and we are shirts before their game. That's because of this old white guy who wrote a letter to the Penn State players being like, don't you know you shouldn't wear your hair like that? And don't you know, like, tattoos and like earrings, those types of things, they shouldn't be a representation of our school.
Yeah.
And James Franklin, their head coach, addressed it, and the players wore these shirts before they got confiscated pregame.
But doesn't Penn State know that the Paterno stuff is still too recent for them to be wagging behavioral fingers at anybody else?
No. Not when a guy writes that you can't have tattoos or dreads. That's racist. So Penn State has the right to respond back to this old, out-of-touch racist who was telling them, hey, can you stop looking a little less thuggish? Can you stop doing that? And you know, James Franklin was speaking out against that, in my opinion. That's the way I saw it.
Yeah, James Franklin spoke out about it, and you mentioned the players were wearing the shirts until they were taken away from the Penn State athletic department head, who said, quote, we asked our students to remove the shirts out of an abundance of caution for NCAA compliance. So they were in support of James Franklin, but they weren't 100% in support of the players making their own little protest and statement about it on the field. Plenty of people texting in on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053 on the Tua Tagovailoa opinions. Number one, it's pronounced Tagovailoa. There's no N, but that's how he said it's pronounced from the 972. From the 817, if Jalen lasts to the end of the first round, the Cowboys should consider taking him with their first round. If Tua. Oh. If Tua lasts to the first round, the Cowboys should consider taking him in the first round. And plenty of others saying that Tua throws the most accurate ball they've ever seen from a college quarterback, that from the 214.
Speaking of Oklahoma quarterbacks, where we were talking about Jalen Hurts, Troy has tweeted out the XFL has announced their quarterback assignments for each of their eight teams. Landry Jones will lead the Dallas Renegades under Bob Stoops. Cardale Jones, DC Defenders. Remember when there was first round hype around Cardale Jones at Ohio State? Aaron Murray, the Tampa Bay Vipers. Is this the salary that got leaked the other day? Is it like $55K per player for most of them?
Yeah.
Average salary?
Yeah, the average salary amounts to a $52,000 annual income, which paid out through the amount of time their season will only pay them out about $23,000, the average annual salary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.